miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
We're brought to you weekly by Morning and Night Multivitamins and YouBeauty.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Dr. Mike Roizen, a Relay Chip of the Week coming up before the end of the hour. YouDocs@gmail.com. YouDocs@gmail.com. Or on the phone, 877-711-5211. 877-711-5211. See if we can get to Dr. Mike. Can you hear us? Because we're having some microphone problems with you. All right. Okay, we're going to see if we can connect with Dr. Mike. His microphone seems to be having some difficulties. And as soon as we can reconnect with him, we'll bring him on. In the meantime, we really need to get him back because I'm not a doctor. I can't answer any questions or talk about any of these things, but some of the top medical stories of the week that we have to deal with, of course, is the issue of medication, and Dr. Mike will talk hopefully in a couple of minutes about medication non-adherence, a diagnosable and treatable medical condition. One of the things hopefully we'll be able to get Dr. Mike to talk about here in a couple of minutes. Restaurant meals. I find this really difficult to believe that we don't know this, but restaurant meals are alarmingly high in fat, a new study says. And that, to me, seems to be something that we'd already know. A lot of high fat content in typical restaurant meals that have a lot of... And a lot of the fun things, I think, that we do like to eat, but you've got to really make sure you look at calorie counts and how that works, and be very aware of those kind of issues. All right. Also, anger apparently is linked to raising a heart attack risk. And your blood pressure builds up, and you get very tense, and it kind of elevates your stress and anxiety level. So,
I think I'm back, Joe.
Okay, I tried my best to play doctor for about 5 minutes. It's not easy when you don't have a medical degree, sir.
I do not understand why I got disconnected, but I'm back.
Okay, well, good. I'm glad you are, because you are the backbone of this show. Okay, so I tried to kind of alert people as to what we were going to be talking about here. Let's talk about restaurant meals that are apparently, a new study says, restaurant meals are alarmingly high in fat. I don't find that to be surprising at all, but what can you tell us about that story today?
Well, this was a study by Canadian researchers who looked at what they called 25 sit-down restaurant chains in both Canada and the U.S. The average meal at a chain restaurant, and McDonald's was one of those, obviously. I didn't realize it was a sit-down restaurant, but it is in their concept. So that's the type of restaurant. Typical meal contained half of the calories. So one meal contained half of the daily calories, 1.5 times as much sodium, and all this aging fat that people are recommended to eat in a whole day. So they looked at 685 meals, 156 desserts, and the average calories, 1,128 per meal. They had the average sodium level was 3,200 milligrams.
That's a lot.
The average fat, I think they said, was 40 grams, and 60% of the limit, this doesn't even matter for cholesterol, so there's no real reason to restrict, if you will, cholesterol in the food you eat other than the saturated fat. But it was pretty remarkable that those restaurants that even said they were trying to cut down had actually increased the sodium content by 2.4%. Now, contrast that with processed grocery foods, they were processed from grocery stores in the U.S., had actually decreased the sodium levels by about 3.5%. So the stores and the processed foods, the soups, are all on an attempt to decrease it, but our restaurant meals, which we're eating more of, it turns out we aren't doing as well with.
McDonald's decided not to serve their triple Angus, their Angus burger anymore. Apparently demand for it's not there, and it's gotten a little bit too expensive. So they took their Angus burger off the menu, but they substituted that with three different combinations of double hamburgers. So they made some adjustments there. I guess KFC now is offering grilled chicken. Is that an improvement for that? I've heard KFC's done some, among all the fast food places, convenience food places, that they're probably one of the best in trying to make it a little more healthy anyway, going with grilled chicken.
Well, grilled and roasted chicken are much higher than fried chicken, are much healthier than fried chicken from a standpoint of the fat content. Now, I don't know that we've looked at the sugar content of it, but I think it's probably much healthier than fried in any case. So that is an alternative, if you will.
Yeah,
especially if you take the skin off it.
Yeah, no skin. Right, no skin, obviously. But I think of all the fast food places, they studied this and they found KFC, among all of them, did a better job in trying to offer healthier options than some of the others. Medication non-adherence. What can you talk about with that story?
Well, what this is people don't realize that if they're taking aspirin or they're taking a statin like Lipitor or they're taking a drug routinely like a antihypertensive, a blood pressure lowering pill, that if they stop them suddenly, what we call withdraw from them suddenly, there is often a rebound in events. So if you stop your aspirin, there's an increased risk of clotting. If you stop your statin, there's an increased risk of having a heart attack. And if you stop your blood pressure pill, there's an increased risk of high blood pressure and all of its consequences. So the point is that if you are going to stop one of those, if you're taking them, and you say, I don't like it, or I don't like the side effect, please check with your physician first. The cost to society for non-compliance, that is not keeping your pills, if you will, stable, not taking your diabetic medication, not doing all this, is about $100 billion a year. So it's an enormous cost to society. And that's just in the United States. So please do take your pills and recognize that if you stop taking them, even the over-the-counter ones, that there may be a rebound side effect.
What if you've been taking a pill for blood pressure, for cholesterol for a long time, and went to another medication? Is there a process there whereby you can start the next one immediately after you've been on the other one for quite a long time?
Right. You should, obviously, if you're getting that prescribed by a physician, so you're going from one blood pressure pill, and we're switching a lot of people off of beta blockers now back to some of the older hydrochlorothiazide or the ACE inhibitors or drugs like that because of side effects. The beta blockers cause you to eat a little more and cause you to gain weight and have some other side effects that increase your risk of depression. So the people are going away from those. The way you do that is you've got to do it gradually, going off one and gradually going on another. With most other drugs, switching from one to another is much easier. So, for example, on a statin, if you go from, for example, simvastatin to atorvastatin, from one of the older drugs to Lipitor, now that Lipitor is generic, you can just do that in a single day without a problem.
All right, we'll be back with emails in a moment on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Mike Roizen on Radio MD. Stay well.